come tumbling down.
Ooh. Ah. Adieu, this is Bob Nolan and all the sons of the pioneers. We used to tell Pat Brady to always wear his hat out of doors on account of the woodpeckers. But now, Pat, our pioneer comedy, has to wear his hat even when he goes to bed. The reason? Termites.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Maybe it was all a dream.
Underneath a bungalow in a hardwood floor lived a little termite who was an awful bore. He met a lady termite just knowing out her life, and so this termite asked her, might she please be a come his wife. Like two babes in the wood, the wood, the wood will live as termite should, or could, or would. I'll fix a cozy den in a nice big 2x10. It's joist, the sort of joist to nibble through. When the floor begins to shiver, we will shout out, hi-ho, sliver! Oh, termite, don't say no, 'cause I'm in love with you. Like two babes in the wood, the wood, the wood will do what termite should, or could, or would. And while people slumber, we will ruin lots of lumber, and in the sawdust we will fill and chew. I will pine away without you. Oh, I'm simply nuts about you. I want termite, I say that I'm in love with you.
Delicious.
Oh, delicious, he said.
That we really don't mean to say that you've got a wooden head, but you sure got termites on your mind.
I never knew that termites could live in a vacuum.
Now, see here, Foggy, no heckling. What if those termites should get at that deep bass voice of yours?
Yeah.
Well, what could termites do to my wonderful low voice particularly?
Well, they could sure gnaw on the timber.
Well, we think Foghorn has timber to spare. And that deep bass voice of his is just right to round out the Pioneers Quartet for a song like Little Annie Rooney.
She's my sweetheart, I'm her beau. She's my Annie, I'm her Joe. Soon we'll marry, never to part. Little Annie Rooney is my sweetheart.
Pleasant smile, dress so neat but quiet in style. Merry chat, your time to while. Little Annie Rooney,
she's my sweetheart, I'm her boy. She's my Annie, I'm her Joe. Soon
message from our sponsor. Ken Carson wrote it, and our own Ken Carson sings it. A pleasant picture of the West in Serenade.
When you hear a lonely wailing that a whining coyote made, and the wildcat's whine sends shivers up your spine, that's the desert serenade. It's a lonely trail we're riding, through cactus and through sage, but I sing a song as Pinto jogs along. It's the desert serenade. Riding across the moonlit ranges with a harp that's tired and blue, my pony's knicker says he's hungry, so our work is nearly through. And so when you go a-riding, don't you ever be afraid, 'cause it's just the West settling down to rest. It's the desert serenade. It's the desert serenade.
Thank you, Kenny. Easy listening.
Yeah, pretty as a Joshua tree full of Jericho birds.
Oh, what in the world is a Jericho bird?
Well, Bob, you remember the old song, Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho?
Uh-huh.
Well, a Jericho is the only bird that can fit his bootle in a Joshua tree.
Sounds like a song title. Boys, you might as well play it. Song of the West will be This Ain't the Same Old Range. But first, this message from our sponsor. changes everything, even the West. The mountains are the same, the prairies, and the stars overhead. But the men who pioneered the West pass on to their reward. And it's a lonesome world to the old-timer who rides back the trail again, back to the range he once knew.
This ain't the same old range. Everything seems to change. Where are the pals I used to ride with?
Night I see my old pals where the bright moon climbs, rounding up the shooting stars that stray sometimes. Then brand them right and tie them tight so they can fold to some far place in empty space and ne'er be found at all.
This ain't the same old range. Everything seems to change. Where are the pals I used to ride?
This is Bob Nolan signing off for all the sons of the pioneers.
Bye now.
Hasta la vista.
See you later.
We'll be seeing you. Be with us again, won't you? So long now.